Today on a special edition of Renewing Your Mind with R.C. Sproul.
Ideas have consequences, not only for culture, not only for nations, but for you and for me. The Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. You may be called to be the best physicist, the best biologist, the best musician, the best economist that God has ever put on the face of the earth. But whatever you do, get that knowledge of God as the foundation for whatever God calls you to do in this world.
Dr. Sproul knew if we were to see a global awakening to the knowledge of God and the Reformed faith, that we would need to train the next generation of Christians to be grounded in God's Word and able to articulate what they believe. That's why, in 2011, R.C. founded Reformation Bible College. I'm pleased to be joined by the man who R.C. handpicked several years ago to succeed him as president of the college, Dr. Stephen Nichols. And Steve, we are certainly glad to have you with us as we share some exciting news with our listeners.
Thanks, Lee. And you're so right about how crucial and how important Reformation Bible College was to R.C. Sproul. In many ways, it goes back to the beginnings of Ligonier Ministries and what he was trying to do there in the mountains of Western Pennsylvania. It was a place where all ages, but a lot of high school and college age students would come and they would study life on life, be discipled and learn theology and philosophy and apologetics and biblical studies. And so as the twilight years of his ministry, as R.C. was bringing Reformation Bible College into being, it's really a throwback to those early years of Ligonier. It's also, in his mind, influenced by the Reformers. And that's where he would take us if he were here talking about RBC. He would say this was very crucial to the Reformers, that they were about educating the next generation. You know, it's not enough to just simply reform the church, because the church is always in need of reformation. And we need that in every age, and that's especially true in the moment we find ourselves. In this moment in American culture, and as we look across the globe and we see the uncertainty that's been caused by this pandemic, we recognize the turmoil that is caused in the markets and in industry, and so many things that people took for granted, so many things they relied on. People feel as if the earth is crumbling right underneath their very feet. And so what we need is to train up this next generation to point people to the sure and certain Word of God, that certain foundation. And whatever God calls them into, and whether they go into the pulpit, and we love to have our students in the pulpit, but we also want students in the pew. We want theologically trained students in the pew. And so this was R.C.'s vision for RBC, and it's our intention to be faithful to that vision, and that as we bring students along, we have a very simple goal. We just want the church to be more reformed. And as the church is more reformed, we just believe that will have an influence on culture. So that's what we're trying to do. And that's why it's very exciting to be involved in RBC and recognize our obligation, really, that we have to bring this vision of RC's to fruition.
Well, RC was certainly passionate about that vision, Dr. Nichols. So let's listen to more of what he had to say.
How a person views themselves, how they view the world in which they live, how they view the culture and everything in it, art, music, law, politics, economics, all of those things are part of the broader perspective of what we call a worldview, our view of the world and everything in it. And ultimately, there are only two kinds of worldviews. There's either a theistic one, where the character and being of God informs everything about that world, mathematics, music, everything. Or you have a worldview without God, which is non-theistic. And the other word for that is atheistic. And there is no middle ground there. There's no tertium quid. There's no third option. There is no neutrality when it comes to education. When public schools or government schools say we're going to keep God and religion out of the curriculum, we're going to be neutral, they're kidding themselves. They've already stepped into an awe theistic worldview, and it's killing us. And what we're trying to do is to train people to think as Christians, to seek the mind of Christ, to understand that the Christian faith is not a compartmentalized reservation that has nothing to do with the rest of life. It has everything to do with the rest of life. If God is God, if he's God at all, he's not just God of the church, he's God of the government, he's God of the arts, he's God over everything. I think the biggest mistake that parents make when choosing a college for their children is the assumption that the college that they went to years ago is at the same place today. College education is in a serious crisis right now. Alan Bloom's book, really exposed that, where the colleges are given to relativism, so that 95% of the students come to college already committed relativists, and that view is cement, put in cement in the 4 years that they're in college, even at so-called Christian colleges. You have to be extremely careful. And I've talked about how beautiful our campus is, but you can't make a decision to send somebody to a school just because the grounds are pretty. You got to look carefully at the curriculum, carefully at the faculty, and see what the school stands for. And I can tell you this, that if I were right now going away to college, that's where I'd want to go.
Lee, it's always a pleasure to hear the words of Dr. Sproul and be reminded of what mattered to him, not just because it mattered to him, but because what he talked about truly mattered, and it matters to the future of the church, and it even matters to the future of God's world that he made. And he puts his finger right on it, doesn't he, when he talks about this relativistic worldview that is just a staple of the American higher education scene. Wasn't always that way, and we can go back centuries ago and be reminded of these stalwart institutions and their original stand for the gospel and their stand on the word of God and their stand for truth. And so you go off to these colleges to learn truth and to learn goodness and to learn beauty. Well, as Dr. Sproul has identified for us, a lot of those days are long gone, and we need to recapture that. That is really key. In fact, Dr. Sproul outlined three things, didn't he, Lee? He said the curriculum, which is the classes, the faculty, which are the teachers and the people who will influence kids during these years. But then he also says, and what the school stands for. So what is its vision? What is its doctrinal statement? What are its principles and purpose and mission? These are important questions. These are questions we wrestle with at RBC as we think about the curriculum, as we hire faculty, and as we think about our vision and purpose and our distinctives. We want to make sure that we have a place where we will train students in truth, goodness, and beauty, and we'll be anchored on that so that they will have a theistic, a God-centered worldview that they can live their lives from. That's what we're all about, and it's so wonderful to see it put forth so compellingly here by Dr. Sproul.
Yes, and Steve, I've heard you say that personal discipleship is essential to a theological education. It's one of the distinctives of the college. Tell us about the on-campus experience at Reformation Bible College and how it differs from say, other college experiences.
I think back to my own college experience, and I had a faculty member who had a tremendous influence on me, and I actually never had him for a class. We had a conversation, and that led to meeting for lunch, and we met throughout the year for lunch, and just was a wonderful time of discipleship of me from this person's influence. And that's what we want at RBC. So these are godly, faithful faculty that we want to put in front of our students because we want them to have an influence. And RC also believed in having a small college. You know, he talked about being special forces and not regular army. And so we have a vision of a small, intimate community where the students know each other and the faculty and the staff know the students, and that true discipleship takes place. As they're being educated in the classroom, they're being discipled. And so they, of course, graduate knowing more about God than when they started, but we also want them to have a deeper love for God than when they started. And that's what we're trying to do with our students at RBC.
Well, what about those students that want to receive an RBC education but don't have the means to relocate here to Central Florida?
Yeah, we certainly recognize that there are many overseas or even within the United States that just for whatever reason are not able to get to our campus. And we recognize that especially in this moment and in this season of this upcoming academic year, just all the challenges that are out there for families and for kids to be facing. So we are very excited to announce that for the first time, we are taking our foundation year, which is our one-year program, and we are launching our foundation year online. It's as if we can open those classroom doors and invite students in, no matter where they are. And from wherever they are, they can be a part of the class. We want to invite you into that classroom. And the reason is very simple. We believe that what we teach and the subjects we teach are absolutely crucial. They're issues not just of life and death. These are matters of eternal life and eternal death. And that's what we want to do. And we hope there are many that can benefit from this. We want to make it available to them. So we're launching our Foundation Year online program.
Well, I can't think of a better institution to launch an online program than Reformation Bible College. Steve, I have the opportunity to witness firsthand how you and your faculty and staff care for your students. You're invested in their growth and development spiritually and academically.
Absolutely, Lee. You know, this was not something that we entered into lightly because we take so seriously that character development issue and we care so much about who you are, not just what you know. We really want you to have that real-time in-class experience and virtually be discipled by a faculty member as you're learning alongside of fellow students.
Well, we're also joined by Mady Martin, the Director of Admissions for Reformation Bible College. And Mady, what has the response been like for this Foundation Year online program?
Well, I'm so grateful to be here, Lee. We are so encouraged by the hundreds of students that have expressed interest here in our Foundation Year online. And my team and I, we've been so eager and excited to meet and speak with everyone and answer all their questions.
How do you and your team feel about all of this? I mean, this can only be described as a tsunami of interest in the program.
Well, Lee, we're all so encouraged and excited by the response, but honestly, my arms are tired. So this summer, our admissions team, we decided to do a push-up challenge. For every student that confirmed their enrollment for the fall, we did 10 push-ups, so it seemed pretty reasonable. Then when we opened up Foundation Year Online, we decided not to do this as soon as we saw how many people were applying to the program or expressing interest. But in all honesty, we're so very encouraged by the students that have either applied to or expressed interest in joining this online program.
That's great, Mady, a push-up challenge. It sounds like the wisdom was the better part of valor, but I think it reflects how encouraged you and your staff are by the response.
We hope so.
You know, Lee, as we're listening to Mady, you can just tell and you can hear it how she and her staff cares for the students that come her way. And that's very encouraging for me to watch. Of course, our faculty are the same as they care for our students, but our staff are there as well. And they are truly committed to serving students and to helping them come to us.
Yeah, I think that's been obvious to all of us here on the Ligonier and Reformation Bible College campus, Dr. Nichols. Why do you think there's been so much interest in this?
I think it's what the Foundation Year has to offer. It is a substantive education. It's talking about things that truly matter. And I think there's a deep desire to study truth, goodness, and beauty. The recognition of how foundational these things are to a life that is pleasing to God and a life that worships God and serves God and enjoys God in everything. That this is important to lay that foundation and get it right. Especially for Christians who take God's word seriously, for Christians who are what we might call convictional Christians or confessional Christians, they realize and they recognize the value of God's word and they want to know it. Well, that's what we do. It's in our name, Reformation Bible College. And that's what Ligonier's been doing. It's been doing it for 5 decades of helping folks interact with the world in which they live. You go back to 1970, that was a tumultuous time in American culture, and there was the Ligonier Valley Study Center, grounding people on the Word of God and theology. And here we are in 2020, and it is a very tumultuous moment. And what are we doing? We're grounding people in theology and God's word, because that's what matters. And I think people recognize that.
Indeed. And if there's a student right now, Dr. Nichols, or perhaps a parent of a student or a grandparent of a student looking for a college, would you give us an idea of what they will study if they give 1 year to Reformation Bible College?
Well, our dean, Dr. Tweedale, who loves church history, will walk students through church history. They'll have a course in the fall and a course in the spring. And through those two courses, they'll get an overview of church history. But it's not just history for history's sake. Dr. Tweedale believes that church history will help you be a better disciple, and he will walk you through church history so that you will be a faithful disciple in Christ's church today and for the generation to come. We have a wonderful faculty who teach biblical studies. Dr. Dudrick will teach you a New Testament course in the fall, and Dr. Shaw will teach you in the spring. The idea of these courses is to take you into the depths and the riches of God's Word. You will have God's Word opened up before you in ways you've never seen it before, and you will be equipped with a better understanding of God's Word and also the skills to continue in your Bible study, hopefully a lifetime of studying God's Word and mining the riches of God's Word. We also, of course, believe in theology here. Sometimes we say around Ligonier and RBC that we do three things here: theology, theology, theology. So you'll have theology with one of our most beloved faculty members, Dr. Keith Matheson. He's, of course, not a new name to Renewing Your Mind folks or to Ligonier folks. He's been with Table Talk for decades and with the college right from the day we opened our doors. And I've observed him, and I can tell you one thing about Dr. Matheson. He loves his students, and he loves his subject, and he loves God. And he's infectious about all of that. And just being around him is a joy, let alone sitting in his class and learning at his feet. And I have the wonderful privilege of teaching apologetics and philosophy. These are such important topics as we think about what it means to not only defend the faith, because we have lots of objections and challenges to the Christian faith, but to walk through what it means to be a persuasive, a winsome contender for the faith, to not just defend, but to contend. And so I love walking through the history of ideas with students and some of these crucial thinkers and trace out where some of these ideas that really do have consequences in our world today, to trace where they've come from. So I love that journey with students. So those are some of the courses. And what we believe is the cumulative effect of all that will lay a solid foundation for you and hopefully also put you on a path of a lifetime of discovery and of learning of God's Word and of God's world.
And I notice that you'll find courses in this program that might not be expected at a Bible college. For instance, and this one's near and dear to my heart, a course on communications.
That's an incredibly important class. You know, it's not enough just to know the truth. We also have to speak the truth. Well, what that means is being a compelling communicator. Well, this goes back to our founder, doesn't it? There was no more compelling communicator than R.C. Sproul. He was a consummate teacher, and people loved listening to him, and he just sort of brought you in. He had that gift. Ultimately, Lee, this is our vision for the college, to produce knowledgeable and articulate students. Students who know truth, goodness, and beauty, and they know God in His Word, but they are also compelling, articulate communicators for the truth. We need that. Oh, we so desperately need that now more than ever.
I so agree with you there, Dr. Nichols. Maybe I'm sure many folks are wondering about the cost of a program like that. Can you give us specifics on what it costs for the Foundation Year Online?
Well, there's no cost to apply for the program. Foundation Year Online students will pay no more than $4,600 in tuition and fees for the entire one-year certificate in theology. Now, of course, this is broken up into several payments, but in addition to no application fee, we're actually going to waive the $300 enrollment fee for students that submit all their paperwork by July 15th.
That's not a lot of time. So they've got, 5 days now to get all their paperwork in, and they can not only have their application fee waived, but also waive the enrollment fee. Is that right?
That's right. And we'll help them walk through each step in the process.
Oh, that's great. Well, cost for higher education is on the rise these days, but Reformation Bible College is committed to offering an education at an affordable cost. But we can't do that alone.
We did not want to put this out of reach of students that would benefit from this education. But in order for us to do that, we need folks to come alongside and help us. And I am continually humbled and also just amazed at how people have come alongside to help us in what we're doing, truly partner with us at RBC. And it is because of the generosity of our donors that we can do this. You know, Lee, I think some of our donors come to us, and they've shared this with me. They recognize how strategic a gift to RBC is. And when you think about it, this is what you're investing in. You're investing in a lifetime of service. There's a whole lifetime of ministry and impact that our students are going to have, and our donors feel, and rightly so, they are making that happen. And our students know that. And that gratitude just drives them even more to get as much as they can out of their studies. Our faculty and staff know that. And that encourages them to be even more committed to the task. But it really does come back to those folks who come alongside of us and give to us. It's truly wind in our sails for us to do what we do. And the reality is, RBC would not exist if it weren't for the kindness and generosity of our donors.
You know, Dr. Nichols, I think the supporters are so generous because on certain occasions they've had a chance to interact or hear from your students. And so I'd like for our listeners right now to hear what they have to say about why they love Reformation Bible College.
There are a lot of reasons why I love RBC.
I can't even begin to describe the devotion that my professors have had in helping me grow in the knowledge of God.
The professors there are so kind and just so dedicated to teaching you the truth of God's Word, which is of the utmost importance.
They actually want us to leave RBC loving Christ more than when we came into the college.
What I've learned here over the years studying theology and philosophy and literature, I've been able to apply to every area of my life.
Our knowledge of God needs to lead to our worship of God. And they always remind us of that, and they live this out right before our eyes.
RBC truly has felt like a family, and I've made so many close friendships here. Often I would walk into a coffee shop to work on homework and run into five RBC students at a time.
Something I enjoyed most about RBC were the lasting friendships I formed with many of my classmates and the professors.
I've met so many godly people who have challenged me to love and pursue Christ more and more each day.
These people I know will be my lifelong friends, and we still do life together here, and I am extremely thankful for them.
That's really what I love about RBC. It teaches you to love Christ more, and it teaches you to understand who He is and what He teaches, and strengthens you in your faith and your Christian walk with God.
You know, Lee, it's one thing to hear us talk about the vision of the college, but when you hear it from students, you recognize the real impact that RBC is having in their lives, and then you recognize the impact these students are going to have. That's just so encouraging to actually hear from our students themselves.
So, Mady, how can our listeners find out more about this Foundation Year Online program?
Well, we'd love you to visit us at reformationbiblecollege.org/online to learn more about the Foundation Year Online program. And, of course, you can also reach us in admissions at 888-722-1517 or through admissions at reformationbiblecollege.org.
And maybe is there an opportunity for the Foundation Year Online students interested in pursuing a degree program on campus and to make that transition?
Absolutely. For those that meet the admission requirements, they can transition seamlessly into one of our AA or BA programs. So we would be happy to walk you through that process to transition to RBC on campus.
And what are those other degree programs?
Yes, we have the Associate of Arts in Theology and also the Bachelor of Arts in Theology with either a Christian Thought major or Biblical Studies major.
And they can find out more if they go to reformationbiblecollege.org.
Absolutely.
You know, Lee, we started with RC's vision for RBC, and it's come to be. It's come to pass. It's here. It's a beautiful campus in Sanford, and we've been training students. They're out. They're in seminaries. They're married. They're raising families. They're serving in the church. They're serving in professions. And now to see the Foundation Year online and to recognize that what we're trying to do here can reach people beyond our borders, it's just a very exciting thing. And it's wonderful to see how gracious God is to us in the realization of this vision of Reformation Bible College.
With that, we are at the end of our program today. But before we go, let me encourage you to visit reformationbiblecollege.org/online to learn more about this Foundation Year online program. You can also email them. The address is admissions@reformationbiblecollege.org, or you can call at 888-722-1517. That's 888-722-1517. And if you'd like to help support Dr. Sproul's vision of training the next generation of church leaders through Reformation Bible College, give to the Every Generation campaign by going to reformationbiblecollege.org/give or by calling us today at 800-435-4343. Well, Dr. Nichols and Mady Martin, thank you for being with us today and sharing your time. And we thank you for listening today. And I hope you'll make plans to be with us Monday as RC considers what separates Christianity from all other religions. That's beginning next week here on Renewing Your Mind.